¿No?
Hi, Marta. Oh, Jaime. ¿Está la Marta?
No, soy Jaime.
I know, no está Marta. I just missed her call.
No, está bien. Oye, mira, es que voy a ser sincero contigo. No es que no te crea. Es que ahorita son muchos fraudes, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Entonces te mando el cheque ahorita en Visa.
No es cheque, no. Mira, so yo le expliqué todo a Marta. I explained everything to her because I know you wanted me to, you know, speak with her about all of it, right? Ella estábamos arreglando la cuenta y entonces me dijo ya te regreso de llamar. I'll call you back. I have to go. I don't know if she needed to speak with you again. I don't know. And I said, okay, so por eso no les llamé para atrás, porque dije, pues a lo mejor decidieron que no quieren. I don't know.
No, está bien, pero te mando el dinero en Visa ahorita.
Well, here's the thing. So we take the payment over the phone. I send you the receipt. Yo le mandé todo ahí escrito. ¿Se lo enseñó? Everything that I sent her. Did she show you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Porque ahorita, you know, todo es un pinche robo.
I know. I get
Real
it.
People, you know, I got so many bills all over the place, and people are stealing. I'm not saying you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
Yes,
I understand.
Of course. You do? Yes, of course.
Well, I'm not going to say that I don't understand you. Por eso, mira, that's why I sent everything in writing so that you see what the price is, what I told you. I told you the price was $299 month to month. I told you the setup fee is $99. Everything that we're including, right? I
Está
talked
bien.
To her.
Mira, no, it's... I'm going to send the money right now. Or let me, you want to talk to Marta. It's okay for the money. You want to talk to Marta?
Whatever you want me to do, Jaime. I want you to feel comfortable. I don't want you to feel like you're being ripped off.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That's why I was waiting for you guys to call me back. If it's something you're interested in, then, you know, we move forward. And if it's not, that's okay, too.
Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Marta.
Okay, I'm sorry about...
No, mija, that's okay. Listen, I want him to feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I get it. And I told him, he goes, I know you get it, but I don't mean it that way. Like, I understand, you know, he's probably been burned before. You know, I get it that he has trust issues. Trust me, I have them too. It's happened to me in the past.
Yeah.
And that's why I sent you everything in writing, so that way you could see exactly. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. I have no reason to lie to you. Like, you could look us up on Google.
No, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would hope that you would, only because you still got to know who you're talking to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I want you guys to feel comfortable, and that's why I told them, you know, you said I'll call you back, and I figured, okay, well, you'll call me back. You guys probably are discussing it, and it's got to be a decision between the both of you. I'm not here to force you guys. It's to present to you what we offer. And I'm telling you, there is no way I would tell you $2,000. That is crazy amount of money with no Google ads involved. You know, I think it makes it difficult because if Jaime doesn't really know how the whole marketing thing works, and thank God he has you. Thank God. And that you're one that will do research and see who you're talking to, because if it was up to him, you know, he's not going to know where to search, like, is this a legitimate company I'm talking to? You know what I mean? So that's why I'm grateful he has you. Trust me.
He doesn't really understand, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't mean it disrespectfully or to offend you or him. But it even happens, you know, to my husband. Like, he literally purchased something, and I told him, I'm all, what did you just buy? He's all, how do you know? And I go, because you used the bank card. And he was like, oh, and my husband's pretty, like, you know, quick on the internet. But you know what? Good thing I caught it, and I said, I'm calling the bank. Because I told him, that's not a secure site. And he's like, oh, darn it. And I'm like, Anthony, you got to look for these specific things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the heck he was buying, but needless to say, I got my money back. But still, I'm like, you got to pay attention, you know? So thank God he used our card, or else I wouldn't have known. And he would have been, I mean, he had a Walmart card put away. We never use it. And he got a bill saying that he was late on his payments. And I'm all, what credit card? Do you know that someone got his credit card number and was charging his card? I don't know how. It's been in my gasolina store all year.
Right.
No one could have gotten it. So that's why I say, like, I get it, you know, and I encourage you again, do your research, you know, make sure we're legit.
Mm-hmm.
So this way you feel comfortable. Did you look over the emails I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I know we left off on the address, that we want to make sure that the address is hidden because we don't want that address to show up anywhere. You do have access to the Google Business profile page. I'm saying to add us on as managers when that time comes, so that way we can do the optimizing. You'll hold the ownership, okay? We're just managers. You're not putting us as owners, okay? Now, I'm going to walk you through our voice verification recording. It is for your protection, and it's just going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. It's going to state, as I mentioned to you, we're going to ask you stick it out 2 months. I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, and I'll state it in there. Just make sure you call 3 business days before the bill is due so you don't get charged. Now, what I'm also going to do right now, Martha, while we're on the phone, I sent it to you right before we disconnected earlier, but I'm going to send it again just in case you didn't get it. And I want you to open this up. It's going to say your login credentials. So let me resend it to you. Okay. It should be coming through any second now. And this is your login credentials for your client dashboard for your reporting system. I sent it to you in a text. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your username is your phone number, no dashes, no one before the area code, just the puro phone number, and then your password is going to be all lowercase, one word, BYahoo.
Okay.
Now, you'll see there our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're on the West Coast in California, so you're actually 2 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So we're really here for you. In your time zone is 9 to 6. You're going to have a team here dedicated to your account. Martha, when you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to call our customer service number. That's the 877 number you see there.
Mm-hmm.
My extension is always 623, right? I'm just a lead on the account. I implement, you know, I put together a package. I implement the credits. But you always have my contact information. I'll tell you this. Let's say it was something super urgent and you couldn't wait. You had to speak to someone, like, right now. You can call me. I cannot make the change, but I can definitely message them on chat and tell them I need someone to call her, like, now. It's urgent.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get someone on the phone with you. Okay. We're pretty good about our customer service because we pride ourselves in that. We want to be attentive to our clients. Please save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. You always have it on hand. Okay. Now, I want to set up a security question on your account with us, and this is going to protect it. This is how you're going to verify whenever we call you that it's actually us on the phone with you. Okay. You could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, so her last name before she got married. It could be your first pet's name or the city that you were born in.
Okay. So
what would you want?
Pet's name. Pet's name.
Okay. And what was your pet's name?
Chloe. C-H-O-L-E.
Chloe? C-H-O-L-E. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. Now, when I turn on this voice verification recording, Martha, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does it mean? So we can review it and then rephrase it. Again, I just want to have a clear and firm understanding, you know, before I take down the payment information and process it, okay? Is Jaime right there with you so he can also listen in?
No, he left the room.
Okay. Oh, did he? Okay. Are we using his card, or is the card in your name that we're going to be using?
Well, it's the business card.
Okay.
The business
okay.
card that it has. Let me see. Well, I have one, and he has one, but did he take his wallet? Give me some that.
Yeah, if we're doing the voice verification recording with you, I would suggest it be, like, the business card that has your name on it.
No, that one doesn't have my name. It has one of the workers' names, so no.
I use it,
but it doesn't have my name.
Okay,
so we need him. I think he just went outside to smoke.
Okay, it's okay. Let him smoke a cigarette. You and I, he's out, ya me están poniendo de nervios. Let's at least do some of the notes, okay? And then, I mean, I can do the voice verification with you, but at one point before we disconnect, I do want to do it with him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
So this way he understands all of our agreement, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me do this. And how does his name read on there? Is it just Jaime Lopez, or is there like a middle initial?
The card?
Uh-huh.
The card says Jaime Lopez and then the business name.
Okay, and the business name just shows as Steve's Tree Service, or is it cut off?
It shows Steve's Tree Service and, because it's in landscaping, but it's only and.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Same billing address, right?
Yeah.
And is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. What's the card number?
It's 4246-3152-4802-1162.
Expiration month and year?
It's, oh my God, I don't see, 12, and I think it's 28. Oh my God, I'm blind.
You and me both. And I have my glasses
28.
On too soon. Okay.
No, I have my glasses too. 28.
And
sure
the CVV code on the back?
It's 031.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording, and then once he comes in, then I'll go through it with him as well. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it right now?
Yeah. Please state the name of the business. And then I'll do it again with him.
Steve's Tree Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Martha Lopez.
And what is your title? Are you
I
the partner,
know.
The marketing manager, the office manager, the wife? Whatever your title is.
The wife.
Okay. And Martha, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Martha, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes we call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. So all we ask is just, you know, respond to us within 24 business hours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also want you to be very aware and careful that you might get a call from a company, you know, that's trying to sell you some other type of online service, right? They're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month. And that's why I want you to always verify if it's us calling you by asking, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to answer you when you ask that, you hang up on them. Disconnect the call. Okay?
I'm going to my daughter just texted me that she's going to go to the hospital because she's not feeling good.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, can you come right now? So,
okay.
Can you call me tomorrow morning and then we
can
finish up?
What
or
is it the time to call you?
Okay, so you're in California time, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, I get in, mija. I'm here at night. I mean, however, look at, why don't we do this? Go tend to your daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Text me, even if it's tonight, because I'll get my text messages, and just let me know what time to call you. It doesn't even matter if you need me to call you at 7 o'clock in the morning. I can call you.
Okay.
Don't worry
okay.
about that.
What is the text number?
The number, okay, you know the text messages? Get them on there?
Yeah.
Just respond
yeah.
to one of those. I'll get the
okay,
text.
Got it.
Okay?
I'm not lying. She's been throwing
listen,
up. And
no, no, no.
And she has a little one-year-old, so I think they're going to.
Take care of her.
Gonna,
get the baby.
Yeah.
Take care of her. I'll
yeah.
keep her in my prayers. You don't worry about that. We'll finish
okay.
up tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.